Amen. Praise the Lord.
感谢主.
So maybe before we enter directly into message two, maybe it's a good time for us to reveal what we have covered last night.
在我们进到今天的纲要之前呢, 我觉得很有必要我们看看昨天晚上我们, 到底是讲了什么?
Maybe we can start with declaring the general subject in our cover page all together with our strong spirit, exercising spirit.
我们用您来宣告这次训练的, 标题, 好吗?
Gaining Christ in His Excellency for the building up of the body of Christ universally.
Amen.
Let us declare all together one more time.
好，我们再一起来宣告一次.
Gaining Christ in His Excellency for the building up of the body of Christ universally. So message one is basically a bird's-eye view or an overview of this general subject.
那第一篇呢，基本上是可以说看到这个标题的一个鸟瞰。
If I would summarize, I would summarize it in four major points.
如果我要来总结的话，我可以总结出四点。
The first point is Roman numeral one, which is the heaven's rule.
那第一点就是第一篇信息的第一大点就是诸天掌权。
Especially in right now, we see that the whole world situation are in a very messy state.
我们特别是当我们看到今天世界的乱局的时候,
no matter in North America, in Europe, or in Asia, you find bad news everywhere, every morning.
那无论是你是在北美、欧洲还是在亚洲, 你每天早上都可以读到很多的坏消息。
But if we just watch over the news on TV, we may get very bored.
那如果我们只是看, 这个电视上的这个新闻的话，我们很快就会很烦。
But we turn to the Spirit and turn to His Word, we realize that, especially from Daniel, that the heavens rule.
那当我们回到我们的灵中的时候，特别是借着这个像但以理书里面的启示，我们就会发现，其实是诸天在掌权。
As Roman numeral say, the entire world situation is under the rule of the heavens by God of the heavens to match His economy for Christ.
Amen. 那就像第一大点说到，整个世界的局势都在诸天之神的诸天掌权之下，以配合神为着基督的经纶。
And the state of things in the world situation is for one thing, the Lord's recovery.
世界局势中的事情的状态乃是为着一件事，就是主的恢复。
So let's say we realize that, then what should be our response? Then, which is in Roman numeral 2, is we also need to pursue and gain Christ.
那我们要说，在这样的情况下，我们应该有怎样的回应呢？ 就是如第二大点里面讲到说，我们要需要来追求并赢得基督。
We live and manifest Christ in order to build up the body of Christ.
我们活基督并显大基督，为要建造基督的身体。
So the burden is to pursue and gain. Then how do we gain?
那这个负担就是要追求并赢得。那我们要怎样来赢得呢？
So just like if you are two hands or are full of things, how many things you can get more?
那就像你的两只手，如果你的两只手已经满了东西，那你还能够得到什么更多的呢？
Just like if my two hands are holding with two bottles of water, do you think I can gain more things?
就像我这两只手啊，已经拿到两瓶水了，你觉得我还能拿更多的东西吗？
Then in order for me to gain more, I have to give up first.
那为了让我能够拿别的东西呢，我首先要把这两瓶水放下来。
So Roman numeral 3 talks about before we gain, first we need to give up.
所以第三大点说，在我们能赢得之前呢，我们必须要先要放下。
So Roman numeral 3 talks about we are willing to give up the enticing, tempting, and entangling world to gain Christ.
那说第三大点说，我们宁愿舍去那个。 引诱试探牵绊人的世界，而要得着基督。
So the Roman numeral 3 mentions two persons in the Bible. One is Moses in the Old Testament, and the second is Paul in the New Testament.
那第三大点给我们两个榜样，一个是旧约里面的摩西和新约里面的保罗。
So I particularly enjoy Moses in this outline.
One reason because my son is also named Moses.
对啊，我特别的欣赏这里这个纲要里面这个摩西的榜样啊，因为我的儿子他的名字也叫摩西。
But let's go to Hebrew. Moses was adopted. You may say adopted by the princes of Pharaoh.
那这个希伯来书里面就讲到说，摩西啊是被这个法老的女儿收养了。
But rather, Moses decided to just continue to be the son of the princess of Pharaoh and continue to enjoy all the treasures of Egypt.
那摩西并没有选择，就是以这个法老女儿儿子的身份来享受这个埃及的荣华富贵。
One thing he did is.He counts and consider.
那有一件事情他做啊，就是他就算了一下。
He considered the reproach of Christ greater than the riches of the treasures of Egypt, so that he looked away for the reward.
所以他算为基督受的凌辱啊，比埃及的财宝更宝贵，因他望断以及那荣耀赏赐。
So brothers and sisters, have we also?Do the consideration and the count.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有这样来算过呢？
What things are valuable to us?
到底对我们来说，什么是宝贵的？
Are just the things physically, outwardly, and worldly satisfying us?
那只是我们这些物质的、外面的，还有世界的东西才能满足我们吗？
Or Christ in us really becomes our hope of glory?
或是说基督在我们里面真的成了我们荣耀的盼望
Become the real treasure that we pressure him to so much or to the uttermost that we can count all things just like Paul. Nothing.
那 就像或者说这个基督已经在我们里面成了至宝我们就能像保罗一样算其他的事情都为粪土。
This is a real and serious matter. Maybe we can just read message one, woman numeral 3 on the second page, point C at the bottom on the second page all together.
那我们这真的是一个很严肃的事情，所以我们要不要我们来读一下这个第三大点的第三终点
？You are standing at the edge of a cliff.On one side is Christ, and on the other side is the world. You can step over to the side of the world and fall, or you can step to the side of Christ to be lifted up. Today, I have a burden to save your life. This is an 11-hour decision. You must not make the wrong choice. So, we all have to count and consider and make a decision.This is a real matter. And if we make a correct decision according to Lord's eye, then we come to the last Roman numeral, or second last Roman numeral, which is we have a fresh consecration to the Lord.
真的是弟兄姊妹们我们要在主面前来算一算，然后并做一个决定这是必须我们成为我们真实的经历。所以我们来到这个第四大点，就是要对主维持新鲜的。
So this consecration will lead us to have the fullest enjoyment and gaining of Christ.
这个奉献会为我们带来对基督最完满的享受。
But there are two requirements for this consecration.
但是这个奉献它有两个要求。
So first, you see in Roman number 4, there's an adjective, first, fresh.
那在第四大点的时候，他说他有个修饰词，他说叫做新鲜。
In other words, we have to consecrate ourselves every day.
意思就是说，其实我们每天都应该来到主面前来奉献。
Every morning,
每个早晨
we need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们需要把我们自己重新奉献给主。
Not for anything, but according to outline, is to simply enjoy and experience Him.
不是为着别的事情，而是像这个刚要说，就是简简单单的。奉献来享受和经历主。
And every day we have an intimate and lovely fellowship with Him.
那我们每天都与主有情深亲密的交通。
And the second condition is after fresh, it says, is up to date with the Lord for His present recovery.
第二点就是说，是及时的，是为着他当下的这个恢复。
then one practical application is we consecrate ourselves to really dig into the ministry of the age.
那其实很实际的一个奉献就是我们要奉献我们自己来进入新时代的职事。
Every time spend time to read the Holy Word.
那花时间来读主的话。
Spend time to really dig into the ministry.
那花时间的真正的进入职事的话里面。
So through enjoying and digging into His Word, we are consecrated with Him and we are saturated with Him.
当我们这样来享受读主的话进到职事里面的时候，主就充满我并构成我们。
Amen. So this is a quick overview of message one.
这个就是第一篇信息的一点点的这个复习。
But when we talk about the consecration, an other important application is concerning we need to have a life of prayer.
那奉献的第二个实际的应用就是我们要有一个祷告的生活。
Then it leads to the second message.
这个就是我们第二篇信息。
May we all declare the title of message to all together.
我们来读一下第二篇信息的这个标题。
The building up of God's house.
神家的建造。
The praying group.
祷告小组。
So first, talking about the praying group, I think we can have two important matters.
说到这个祷告小组，我们会有两个点。
First, we need to have a prayer life.
第一，我们需要有一个祷告的生活。
We need to be a man of prayer.
我们需要做一个祷告的人。
But of course, secondly, it talks about group. So it means that we are not just praying individually, but we need to pray in groups.
第二个，他说是小组，意思就是说我们的祷告不再是我们单独个人的祷告，而是在小组里面的来祷告。
So, especially praying in groups is the main burden of this message.
特别是说在小组里面的祷告才是这篇信息的最主要的负担。
But before we go to groups, let's talk about us individually as a person.
但是在我们进到这个小组之前，我们要先来谈到我们个人。
Maybe all we can start with the outline now. Let's read Roman number one all together.
我们先来读一下第一大点。
As the apostles sent by God and from God to us, Christ built the house of God. He is the builder of the house, and we are the house. It means that He is building us together as the house of God. He is the universal builder, the unique builder in the entire universe. This Roman number one is not just for message two, but it lays the foundations for the following messages.
那这个大点呢，它不只是说为着第二篇信息，其实是整个后面的信息的基础。
So we talk about we need to gain, we need to pursue and gain Christ for his, the build up of his body.
那我们是为着是赢得基督，是为着要建造他的身体。
So this Roman numeral point particularly talks about who is the builder.
那这一点就告诉我们说谁是这个建设者呢？
Then the answer is Christ, he is the only builder and he is the universal builder.Building us together as the house of God.
那答案就是基督他是独一的建设者，他也是宇宙的建设者，正把我们建设成神的家。
And according to this whole training, then for the building, there are several important matters.
在这个训练里面，我们会讲到这个建造它有一些点。
So this message starts with praying.
那这个信息从这个祷告开始。
Then we talk about gospel preaching.
然后我们会讲到这个传福音。
And then shepherding.
然后会讲到牧养。
And so on.
然后还有其他的点。
You may consider that praying is the ground level of the entire building.
那你可以说这个祷告是所有的这些后面的基础。
Without a life of prayer,We cannot really sustain our life to go out steadfastly for gospel.
那没有这个祷告的生活，我们就没有办法维持出去，坚定持续出去传福音的生活。
And we also cannot sustain ourselves to shepherd the one, anyone around us the Lord has given burden on us to keep shepherding he or she.
那我们也不能维持我们来牧养主给我们有负担的人。
And we also cannot sustain our coordinations with the brothers in one harmony on all kinds of surfaces.
那也没有办法维持我们与弟兄姊妹们配搭的侍奉。
So a life of prayer is fundamental to us.
那真的是我们看到祷告的生活真的是这一切的基础。
In my personal church life, I have seen that our elder brothers and sisters, particularly the sisters, have been an excellent pattern to every one of us.
那在我的教会生活里面，我就发现我前面的这些弟兄和姊妹们，特别是
特别是
姊妹们，他们真的是这样的榜样。
I believe that without their steadfast prayer individually and in small groups, the Lord's recovery will not be like this.
我相信，若是没有他们个人或者在小组里面这样坚定持续的祷告，主的恢复还没有办法像现在这样。
But now I'm speaking to myself and all my cohorts, dear brothers and sisters around my age.How about us?
那我现在这句话问我自己，也问我与我同龄的这些弟兄姊妹们啊，我们怎么样呢？我们当如何
？Do we really having a life of prayer?
那我们真的是有一个祷告的生活吗
？We see patterns.
我们有榜样
，But are we following our dear patterns?
那我们是在跟随这样的榜样吗
？So now the burden is for us individually.Are we such a person?
那这样的负担就是我们每个人，我们是这样祷告的人吗
？So concerning prayer, we may often think about the techniques only.
哦，说到这个祷告，我们常常会想到一些祷告的技巧。
Of course, techniques and methods are helpful to us.
这样的技巧，这样的方法，当然对我们有很多的帮助。
But if you are not a proper person, the techniques.Are vain, are nothing to you.
但是如果你不是这样正确的人，这些技巧和方法对你来说都是没有用的。
Let me give an extreme example.
啊，给你一个比较极端一点的例子。
So you know, in United States, having gun is legal, right?
啊，你知道在这个美国是持枪是合法的。
So let's say you have the techniques of using all kinds of guns.
我说你知道这个用枪的所有的技巧。
But what if you are a policeman, and what if you're a criminal?
那如果说你是警察，或者说你是罪犯，是
then the outcome of using guns are at two extremes, right?
你用枪的结果就会完全不同。
Of course, this example is really extreme, but I think you know my burden and my point is.
啊，我虽然说这个例子有一点啊极端，但是我相信你们能够理解我的负担。
So we have to be a proper person so that when the brothers Aaron, brother Aaron later on share about how we can have using all kinds of different techniques to help us to enter into a life of prayer, then these techniques will be useful to the Lord.
所以真的是我们要先要成为一个正确的人，然后接下来这个超人弟兄会我们讲到说我们该如何来祷告，那这样的祷告就会使我们成为这个对主有用的人。
So I think we can read Roman numeral 2 together now.
我们可以来读一下这个第二大点。
For the universal spreading of Christ as the true wine, we need to have effective prayers for fruit bearing.
祷告来使人与神的同工。
Prayer is man cooperating and co-working with God.Allowing God to express himself through man and thus accomplish his purpose. So in this Roman numeral, the first thing I saw is, oh, effective prayers. Then immediately I think about, okay, show me the techniques.
那当我读到这一大点的时候，第一个抓住我的字就是，哦，有效的祷告。也就是说，快教我这些技巧吧。
But after that, you see that it's not talking about the techniques, it's talking about the person.
那其实后面你看就会发现，他其实他并没有在讲这些技巧，而是在讲这个人。
It says prayer is man cooperating and co-working with God.
是祷告乃是人与神的合作同工。
Allowing God to express himself through man and thus accomplish his purpose.
让神借着人发表他自己。
So it's talking about the person.
其实还是说到这个人。
So one example is from James chapter 5:17.
特别是雅各五章十七节里面讲到。
So we talk about Elijah pray earnestly, and as the footnote mentioned, pray earnestly can also be translated in prayed in prayers.
那他说这个以利亚 很迫切的祷告。其实在这个注解里面，这个迫切的祷告其实它也是意思就是说在祷告里面来祷告。
So the footnote expander, it means that Elijah does not exercise his mind, so mind, emotion and thought. It just allow God's mind, emotion and thought to be his.
那他其实意思就是说这个以利亚在祷告里面的时候，他不是以他自己的心思情感意志来祷告，而是让神的、心思情感意志借着他发表。
So by that he is a real co-worker with God. He simply allows God to express himself to him.
那其实这一点就会看到说以利亚他真是神的同工，因为他让神从他里面得着发表。
So how do we become such a man?
那我们要怎么样来成为这样的人呢？
So maybe we can read point A and B all together.
我们可以读一下第一和第二重点。
We need to pray in the Lord's name as the issue of abiding in Lord and of His word abiding in us. B. To abide in the Lord as the true one is to be one spirit with Him and to live in the mingled spirit.The Christian life is a life of abiding in the Lord as the true one. So it's simple just to exercise our mingled spirit.
其实很简单，就是要运用我们调和的灵。
To be one spirit in Him and to live in such mingled spirit.
与他成为一灵，并且活在这调和的灵里面。
Amen. So point two is about the person.Then, as we mentioned, the burden of this message is about the praying groups.
那第二大点其实是其关键点是在这个人但是当我们说到这个负担是祷告的小组。
So it means that there are groups of brothers and sisters pray together.
意思就是说弟兄姊妹们来在一起祷告。
So how do we pray together? Maybe we can read Roman numeral 3 together now.
我们如何一起来祷告呢？我们读一下第三大点。
In Matthew 18:19, the Lord charged us to be in one harmony.
当我们有两个人在一起为任何事祷告时，我们必须和谐一致。
So outwardly, you may say, "Oh, it's simple. We just gather in two and three together, then we can start praying."
外面说其实很简单那我们就来在一起祷告就好了。
But here, the key word is in harmony.
那这里的关键词就是和谐一致。
The problem we are having is not we are not getting in twos and threes.
这个问题不是我们能不能够三三两两的来在一起。
The problem among us is we lack the adequate harmony.
问题在于我们能不能有这样合适的和谐一致。
Because if we are not in one accord in harmony,
因为我们没有在这个和谐一致里面。
In God's eye, it's not beautiful.
那在神里面，神的眼里面就是没有建造的。
So in Greek, the word harmony is like it's mean to be in harmony or accord, just like in an orchestra.
这个希腊原文这个symphony 就是和谐一致这个词，它的意思就是说协调一致，指乐器或音乐声调的和谐声。
None of a single player in an orchestra would play.Very loud or not following to the instruction.
在这个交响乐里面呢，没有一个人他可以大的就是演奏的很大声，或者说不听从指挥。
It doesn't mean that oh, I'm the player. I have to play everything for the whole music, right? In an orchestra.
在这个交响乐里面，也不是说我整个乐章就是从头演奏到尾。
Everyone may have a different portion, but when they are together.Is in one accord, is in one piece, is in harmony, and that becomes a great melody.
那每个人他其实在这个交响里面都有他的那一部分。那当他们和谐一致的来在一起的时候，他们就成了一个乐章。
So it's the same principle. When we are together in harmony, it does not mean that outwardly we have to do the same thing.
当我们和谐一致来在一起的时候，并不是说从外面来说，我们并不是要一样。
But genuinely, we are really one because we are exercising our mingled spirit or touching the Lord in the heavenlies.
那总实在来说，其实当我们来在一起，我们能够是一，就是因为我们运用我们调和的灵来摸着诸天上的主。
By then, that's why they say no matter what you pray, then the Lord answers to our prayers.
所以那个时候就说，无论你祷告求什么，主都会答应。
Because we are one with Him and we are in one accord.
我们不但与他是一，而且我们彼此也和谐一致。
So how do we do it? The key is the vital groups.
那这个关键点就是我们要有这样的活力小组。
Then I will just give it to Brother Chen to mention about what does it mean by a prayer group and the following things. And I will translate for Brother Aaron.
So, 我想早上的负担，其实还不重在，讲到如何祷告。
I think the burden for this morning.Is not talking about how to pray.
这个因为祷告这件事对我们每一个基督徒，我们都知道它是非常重要的。
To every Christian, we all know that praying is so important.
但是今天的问题是我们并不一定祷告。
But today the problem is we don't pray.
所以我们知道，但我们不一定去实行这件事情。
We may know, but we don't practice.
那所以呢，我们还是仰望主，在。这样的交通里面真的是给我们有一个新鲜的意象。
So we still look to the Lord in this fellowship, we will have a fresh vision.
这样的意象能够管制并控制我们的生活和侍奉。
Such vision will govern and control our daily lives.
让我们看见如果我们不祷告，主事实上是没有任何的出路。
To see that if we do not pray, that God has no way out.
这个特别我们今天早上愿意来看两段的圣经。
So this morning we particularly read two portions of the Holy Word.
特别第一段我们要看这个约翰福音第十五章。
The first portion is John 15.
当我们来讲到祷告这件事，我们盼望我们有一幅的图画在我们的里面。
When we talk about the matter of praying, we should have a picture.
这个图画就是我们的神。我们的父他到底在做什么
？This picture concerns about what our Father and God is doing.
我们的父神他乃是一个园丁。
Our Father God is a gardener.
他今天正在做什么事呢
？What he is doing now?
我们的父正在栽培一个宇宙的葡萄树。
Our Father is growing a universal wine.
我们需要看见他在已过的永远里
May you see in the eternal past
他在那里啊拣选预定我们
He is there to predestinate us and choose us
他在时间里他预备了各种的人事物来呼召我们
In time he arranged all things to choose us
可能借着某一个人传福音给我们我们得救了
Maybe through someone preaching the gospel we are saved
但是我们有没有一种领会事实上他是把我们栽培到这个宇宙的葡萄树上
But do we realize that he is putting us into this universal vine
从我们得救那天的开始
From the time that we are saved
我们并不是单个的得救了
We are not individually saved
我们乃是被接枝到这个宇宙的葡萄树上
We are all grafted into this vine
这个葡萄树是谁呢
Who is this vine?
这个葡萄树乃是基督自己。
This vine is Christ himself.
以前我们是在亚当里。
In the past, we are in the old Adam.
我们是无望的。
We are hopeless.
但是呢，从我们得救那一天，我们被接枝到基督这个宇宙的葡萄树上。
But from the time we are saved, we are grafted to this universal vine.、Christ.
那你说，我们的父神在这个他栽培这个葡萄树的目的是做什么呢
？So what is his purpose to grow this vine？
他有个渴望，就是这棵葡萄树能够在时间里，并在空间中扩展。
He has a desire that this vine will grow in time and in space，
并且呢，他渴望这棵葡萄树上啊，结了这个满满的果实。
He wants this vine to be fruitful.
所以呢，这个在呀，约翰福音第十八十五章第第八节。
So that in John chapter 15 verse 8,
他说：“你们多结果子。”
In this, my Father glorified that you bear much fruit.
我父就因此得荣耀。
And
我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
And so you will become my disciples.
弟兄姊妹，想想看，如果你是一个农夫
，So consider that you are a farmer.
你天天在那里劳苦
，So that you labor.
结果你种出一个葡萄树
，Then you grow a vine.
上面没有任何的果子
，But on this vine there is nothing, no fruit over there.
这对这个栽植的人来说，岂有荣耀可言
？To you as the gardener, is there any glory?
我们的父神栽植我们
，Our Father God grows us。
他为我们预备了一切的供应
，He prepares all the riches to infuse into us。
他在那里应付我们一切的需要
，To take care of all our needs。
但他的目的是什么呢
？But what is this purpose be？
他渴望这棵宇宙的葡萄树
，He desires this universal vine，
满了果实
，To be fruitful。
父就因此喜乐，因此得荣耀。
So that our Father God will be glorified.
弟兄姊妹，我们结不结果子
？So brothers and sisters, the matter whether we bear fruit
是与父的荣耀有关的。
Is a crucial matter related to glorified of our Father.
所以接下来说，你们也就是我的门徒了。
So that at last it says, so you will become my disciples.
弟兄姊妹。这段话是很有意思。
So, brothers and sisters, this word is very meaningful.
当我们一讲到结果子
，we talk about bearing fruit.
我们的观念就是这是一件全然生命的事。
We talk about this is really a matter of life.
好像我只要吃喝享受主，我就结果子。
So, just by simply I eat and drink and enjoy the Lord, I will bear fruit.
从一面来说是这样。
On one hand, this is very true.
但是在这里说，你们若多结果子。你们就是我的门徒了。
But here he said, you bear much fruit, then you will become my disciples.
弟兄姊妹，什么是门徒呢？
Who are the disciples? What does it mean?
门徒其实就是学徒啊。
Disciples are apprentices.
意思就是，是要学的。
Means that you need to learn.
意思就是我们需要被成全。
Means that you need to be perfected.
为什么这地上许许多多的基督徒？
Why there are so many Christians on the earth?
但是有多少的人真正在那里结果子
？But really, how many are really bearing fruits?
一面是我们吃喝享受它，接受它的供应出了问题。
On one hand, there is a problem concerning we eat, drink, and enjoy His provision.
另一面就是我们没有真正的受它的训练。
But on the other hand, the problem is we have not been perfected by Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们 要放下我们那些天然的观念。
Brothers and sisters, we need to drop our natural concepts.
如果我们渴望做一个结果子的枝子
，If we really decide to be the ones who bear much fruits,
我们真愿意做他的门徒。
We really want to be His disciples.
我们需要有一个祷告，主啊，让我谦卑的来受你的成全。
We need to pray, Lord.I want to be humble to you, to be perfected by you.
那当然有一个最重要、最基本的学习是什么呢
？Of course, there's a fundamental learning that.
请弟兄姊妹有圣经吗？我们读一下《约翰福音》第四章。
If you have the Bible, please open it up. Turn to John chapter 15,
第四节、第五节，好不好
？Turn to John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5.
Amen. 好，我们。一同哈，来，或者我读就好哈。
Let me read.
你们要住在我里面，我也住在你们里面。枝子若不住在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不住在我里面，也是这样，好不好？英文的读一遍。
Oh, let's read in English all together. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine.So neither can you unless you abide in me. Let's stop here.
第五节，中文弟兄姊妹来读。我是葡萄树，
Chinese.
你们是枝子，住在我里面的，我也住在他里面。这人就多结果子， 因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。好，英文。
Let's read verse 5 in English all together.
Amen.
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
这里告诉我们，弟兄姊妹，如果我们要受主的成全。
Here it tells us when we want to be perfected.
第一个我们需要学的一件事就是如何住在他里面。
The first lesson we need to learn is how to abide in him.
这多年来我们知道这件事。
For many years we know this matter.
但是我们真正实际的住在他里面吗？
But do we really practically to abide in him?
我们愿意求主真的是让我们带到实际的操练里。
We really want to ask the Lord to bring us into the reality.
首先我们要看见弟兄姊妹我们怎么住呢？
First we need to see how do we abide.
我们要领会今天我们每一个人都已经接枝在这个宇宙的葡萄树上。
First we need to realize that we all are grafted into this universal vine.
从我们得救那一天我们已经被接枝了。
From the time we are saved, we were grafted.
没有什么人能叫我们 与主分离。
No one can separate us from Christ.
但是今天在我们实际的经历里
But now in our practical experience
我们怎么去经历这件事呢
How do we experience that?
我们需要领会这个接枝这件事情
We need to realize that this matter of grafting
乃是发生在我们的灵里
Happens in our spirit
从我们得救那一天有一个接枝是接枝在我们的灵里面
From the time we were saved something was grafted in our spirit
当我转回到灵里的时候
When I turn to my spirit
当我运用我的灵的时候
When I exercise my spirit
当我愿意顺从灵的时候
When I follow the spirit
弟兄姊妹我们就在这个接就在住在主里面的实际里
Brothers and sisters We are in the reality of this grafting
所以当我们讲到我们要住在他里面
When we say we abide in him
就是我们需要学习操练运用我们的灵
means that we need to exercise our spirit.
我们就需要学习来顺从灵。
We need to learn to follow the spirit.
主在这里说，你们若住在我里面
，Bible say, if you abide in me,
我也住在你们里面。
I will abide in you.
这人就多结果子。
This man will bear much fruit.
弟兄姊妹，这告诉我们，主住在我们里面，是在于我们愿不愿意住在他里面。
This tells us that the matter he abides in us is the matter whether we want to abide in him.
在这个神人附住的这个实际里
In this matter of God man co-inhering,
主把这个主动权给我们
The Lord gives us the choice whether we want to do it or not.
如果我们不愿意主动的选择住在他里面。
If we don't actively to choose to abide in him,
我们的主是没有路的。
Our Lord has no way.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我读到这里，我里面实在有一个责备的声音。
When I read this portion, I have a confession inside me.
因为主一再的在等待我们。
The Lord really awaiting us.
等待我们愿意主动的住在他里面。
Awaiting us to be actively to abide in him.
等待我们主动的操练并运用我们的灵
awaiting us to really exercise our spirit
而这样一个互助的生活
so in such coherence
那个目标那个目的乃是结果子
the goal is to bear fruits
好弟兄姊妹有没有看见这件事呢
so brothers and sisters do you see that
我们真盼望在特别我们今天的下午
We really hope that in this afternoon,
在这个分组的时间，我们盼望能够进到这个实行里面。
When we are separate into different groups, we will get into the practices.
这个住在它里面
This matter of abiding.
弟兄姊妹，这个就好像，如果你问我，我这一天我怎么能够住在我这个人里面
？So, brothers and sisters, if I was asked whether how do I really abide in him?
或是说你怎么样活得像一个人呢
？Or you ask me, do I really live out as a proper being, human being?
弟兄姊妹，如果我今天早上啊没有吃饭
，brothers and sisters, if I don't eat food this morning,
如果、啊、这个我没有吃饭，我就很难啊活得像一个人。
If I don't have breakfast this morning, I don't look like a human being.
是不是这样呢？如果你今天只吃一顿饭
If you just have one meal per day,
那你可能到下午就不太像人。
Maybe in the afternoon you doesn't look like a man at all.
因为你的这个能量啊消耗完了。
Because your energy level is very low.
如果你今天只吃一顿饭
，If you just have one meal a day,
啊，我保证你到了晚上啊，你已经只能躺在那里了。
I guarantee you, you have no energy. You can just lay down on bed.
但弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒的属灵的生活里，如果我们没有建立一个非常正常的享受主的生活
，But in our Christian's life, if we don't have a healthy eating and drinking of and enjoying of Him,
就是常常转向他的生活
，and turn and keep turning to Him,
把它建立成为你的生活的一种规律
，and let Him to become a habit or regularity in us.
我们不要指望我们活着能够真正的住在他里面
，then we shouldn't hope that.He will really abide in us.
那从这段的经节里面，你说，那到底我怎么样来看？我怎样叫做住在他里面呢
？From this portion of verses, we should see that how we really abide in Him.
请弟兄姊妹读一下第七节。
Then we continue on verse 7.
第七节说：“你们若住在我里面
，If you abide in me and my words abide in you,
我的话也住在你们里面。”凡你们愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
Ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you.
弟兄姊妹，从我们的经历里面，如果你操练你的灵
，From our experiences, if you exercise your spirit,
如果这一天里面你甚至多次的操练你的灵
，On that day, if you keep exercising your spirit,
你会发现一件事，就是你里面常有主活的话。
You will realize that you always have God's living word in you.
我举一个例子，我自己在做学生的时候
，I give an example about myself when I was a student。
这弟兄们非常啊强调早上要啊复兴
，The brothers emphasize that you need to have revival every morning。
那我是很认真的操练的
，I really diligently to exercise that。
对，我每一天早上五点半我就起来了
，Every morning I woke up at 5:30 in the morning。
这我每一天真的是吃大餐啊
，I really have a big breakfast。
可是呢，你知道弟兄姊妹啊。到常常到了十点多啊，十一点，我发现我又很不容易在灵里。
But until 10 or 11ish, then I feel that I'm not in the spirit.
所以呢，我就慢慢知道一件事情。
Then I realize one thing.
这个不能早上享受，就其他就不管。
I cannot just have a big spiritual breakfast in the morning and then I stop.
所以呢，我早上啊，导读了一处经节之后
，So after I pray, read one verse,
我就把它写。经节写下来
，I write down the words on a piece of paper。
我就放在口袋里
，put it in my pocket。
等到这个上课下课的时候
，when I get out of my class，
这个十分钟的休息
，there's a 10-minute break。
我就拿着这一张啊，早上啊咀嚼过的主的话
，I just take out that piece of paper of words。
然后呢，走到外面啊，再导读。
I just walk around to pray one more time。
其实就是三五分钟
，just 3 or 5 minutes。
啊，等我再回到的这个。课堂里的时候，我发现我又活过来。
So when I got back to the classroom, I realized that I'm alive again.
嘿，丢着你信不信？我上课里面啊，有主的话住在我里面。
So, don't you believe that I have the Lord in me when I was having the class again?
我一直觉得主啊，没有那个话一直在我里面，不断的在那里说。
I constantly have sensing that the word is living and running in me.
丢着你，从我学生时代啊，我一天操练多次的。短的回到主的面前了。
So since I was a student, I have been practicing exercising to have the word dwell in me constantly.
这个做学生的时候
，When I was a student,
哇，这个觉得课业好重。
Oh, it's busy in school life.
恨不得所有的时间都在读书。
I just want all the time I have can study all the words in for my school.
但是效果很差。
But it turns out it's not good.
但是呢，我就慢慢学。读书之前，我一定要花一点时间来被主充满。
Then I learned before I really study my homework, I learned to be filled with His word beforehand.
弟兄姊妹，我就发现我赎回了后面的整个读书的时间。
I realized that I redeemed all the time for my school studying.
我愿意给弟兄姊妹这个图画。
I want to give you this picture.
住在主里面的生活。
A life of abiding in Him.
我们住在他里面，让他能够住在我们里面。
When we abide in Him, so that He can abide in us.
这件事是可以实行出来的。
This matter can be practiced in our daily lives.
并不需要你花非常非常多的时间。
It doesn't need to take you a lot of time.
但是你需要不断的 建立一个常常回到他面前的时间。
But you need to have a life that constantly turning back to him.
然后你就发现什么呢？主的话真的在你里面。
Then you realize that the word is really in you.
常常主会在我们里面、啊、责备我们。
Many times the Lord condemn me inwardly.
有时候主会在我里面鼓励我们。
And the Lord will encourage me inwardly.
有时候我们在服事里，主就给我们一些的思想。
When we are serving, the Lord may give you some insight.
因为他真是住在我们里。
Because he is really abiding in me.
好，弟兄姊妹，但你讲了这么多，你知道那个目标是什么吗？
So we talk about so much, then what is that goal?
当我们讲到这个约翰福音十五章的时候，
When we talk about John 15,
我们非常强调这个与主内住的生活。
We talk emphasize the inward dwelling of Christ.
但是这一章的负担乃是讲到结果子。
But the burden of this chapter is about bearing fruits.
所以这里告诉我们弟兄姊妹，我们若要结果子，
So when we want to bear fruits,
我们要操练过这样的生活。
We need to exercise to have such living.
然后呢，我们要让他有机会在我们里面对我们说话。
To let him to speak in us.
可能是你早上享受的经节，你不断的咀嚼它。
Maybe it's the verses that you enjoy in the morning, but you keep digesting and chewing it.
可能他在你里面有膏油的涂抹运行在你里面。
Maybe he is anointing in you.
然后弟兄姊妹，有一个关键的事情就会进来，就是你的祈求。你所祈求的，凡祈求就给你们成就。
Then a key outcome turns out is whatever you pray, the Lord will answer.
为什么呢？因为你的那个祈求啊，是主的意愿在你的里面。
Why is that?Because your prayer is the Lord's desire revealing in you.
所以这篇的纲要，他讲到弟兄姊妹为着扩展。
So this outline talks about for his enlargement.
为着我们能够结果子。
For bearing fruits.
我们都需要学习什么叫做有效的祷告。
We need to have effective prayer.
而这个有效的祷告就是他的意愿成为我们的意愿。
Such effective prayer is his heart's desire becomes our heart's desire.
我们成为一般真正关心主扩增的人。
We become the man really care for his multiplication.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们回想去年的一年，我们回想已过的这几年，我们是不是一个结果子的枝子？
Brothers and sisters, when we lookBack to our past year or past few years, we may ask, are we really bearing fruit?
还有我所在的小牌，是不是始终停留在一种情形里面，没有什么往前？
In the group we are joining, we are meeting, are we in the stage of being stagnant, not moving onward?
弟兄姊妹，这个负担是不是深深地压在我们里面？
Brothers and sisters, is this burden really get into you?
这样的一个内住的生活
，such matter of abiding or cohering，
能够被维持
，can be sustained，
乃是因为你我对主的扩增有负担。
Because the Lord's burden concerning His multiplication is really in you。
当我们越过越关心主，关心我们是不是结果子
？When we really care whether we are bearing fruits。
当我们关心我们所在的小牌是不是有一种真实的繁增
，When we care the group we are in really is multiplying and enlarging，
就更加强我们住在他的里面
，Will strengthen us to keep living abiding in Him。
求主给我们这样的一个操练
，May the Lord give us such exercise。
弟兄姊妹，我们要住在他里面
，We need to abide in Him。
怎么做呢？借着多次的转向。
How? By constantly turning to him.
借着我们的清晨，借着我们许多的时候，我们不断地向他敞开。
In the morning and through many times in the day, we keep turning to him.
我们真盼望下午的时间，我们愿意再鼓励弟兄姊妹再实行这件事情。
We just hope that in the afternoon session, we will get into the practices.
如果我们真是愿意这样操练，弟兄姊妹，你看他末了说什么呢？
If we are really practicing it, let's see what it says in the last.
十一节这里说
，In verse 11,
他说这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐可以在你们里面，并且叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
In John 15:11, it says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full."
这就是说，他的意愿成为我们的意愿。
It means that his heart's desire becomes ours.
他对人的爱成为我们的爱了。
His love to man become ours.
而当我们结果子的时候
，When we are bearing fruits，
我们多结果子的时候
，When we are bearing much fruits，
这个主的喜乐成为我们的喜乐。
His joy becomes our joy.
然后我们的喜乐就满足了。
Then our joy will be full.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们不结果子的时候。
But on the other hand, if we don't bear fruit,
当我们所在的教会生活没有扩增的时候
，in the church where we are in the group where we are in, there's no moving on.
我们会发现我们失去了主的喜乐。
We lose the Lord's joy.
啊，愿意主在我们里面激励我们。
May the Lord encourage us.
让我们看见这个宇宙葡萄树的意象。
To see the vision of this universe.
但是那个关键是，弟兄姊妹，我们需要学习祷告。
But the key is we learn to pray.
从我们住在他里面，他住在我们里面，产生结果子。
From the mutual dwelling, then we bear fruit.
那个极其关键的那个关键啊，就是在乎我们要为着主的扩增来祈求。
The key is we need to pray for His multiplication.
Amen. 愿主带我们能这样实际的操练。
May the Lord lead us to such practices.
末了，我们读几处的十二节，我们读一下。
At last, let's read these verses. Verse 12.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
Even as I
这就是我的诫命。好，第十六节我们很熟，来一同来。
Verse 16.
不是你们拣选了我，乃是我拣选了你们。并且立了你们，要你们前去，并要你们结果子，且要你们的果子长存，使你们在我的名里，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我将这些事吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。弟兄姊妹，十二节和十七节
，Brothers sisters, verse 12 and 17，
他提到了彼此相爱
，mention we love one another，
而中间讲到结长存的果子
，and in the middle it means bearing the constant fruit。
这个有一次弟兄们形容很好，这就像啊，这个汉堡里面呢、啊，这个两块啊，这个面包啊，就是彼此相爱。
It's just like a picture of hamburger. The two bread at the top and bottom are brotherly love.
但中间这块肉啊。乃是结果子。
In the middle is the remaining fruit.
今天我们的教会生活
，in our church life，
弟兄姊妹，当我们看见前面的那个内住，让主的话住在我们里面，而有的那个为着主扩增的祷告
，when we see that the prayer concerns his concerning the multiplication that we indwell in him，
不光是一件个人的事
，it's not an individual matter，
它是一件在身体里的事。
It is a matter of the body.
我没有时间细看这个纲要。
I don't have the time to really dig into details of the outline.
他告诉我们，我们有能够有要有有效的祷告。第一个是我们需要住在他里面。
It says to have the effective prayer, we need to abide in him.
弟兄姊妹，第二乃是需要与做同伴的弟兄姊妹们和谐一致。
Second, to be in one accord with your spiritual companion.
这和彼此相爱是极其有关的。
This is much related to brotherly love.
所以我们盼望弟兄姊妹，当我们要操练这样一个结果子的生活
，So when we are practicing exercising the fruit-bearing life，
我们要起来祷告
，We need to pray。
但这个祷告不光是个人的
，This prayer is not individual only。
这个祷告我们一定要找到同伴
，We need to find companions together。
就的很现实的一面，没有同伴的祷告，你很难继续的。
Practically speaking, if we don't have spiritual companions to pray together, we cannot sustain such life.
这个去年啊，这个我们这个弟兄们参加训练回来。
In the past year, when the brothers finished the training and come back,
我们实在对主的扩增里面很有负担。
We saw and have the burden for the Lord's multiplication.
但是呢，我们知道我们都是很软弱的。
But we know that we all were weak.
我知道我们很需要同伴。
We realize that we all need spiritual companions.
所以我们就呼召说，有没有弟兄们，我们能够早上起来跪下来，我们起来祷告。
So we call for a group of brothers that we can kneel down and pray together in the mornings.
感谢主，有弟兄们几位弟兄们回应这个负担。
Praise the Lord, there are some brothers who answer such call.
所以我们每天六点半
So every morning 6:30
我们几位弟兄们就在那里为着主的扩增祷告
So some brothers pray for the multiplication of the Lord
也为着很多许多弟兄姊妹们的需要祷告
And also pray for many needs of the brothers and sisters
那你知道以往啊去年我们曾经多年我们宣告每年要得多少人
So in the past we all declare that oh the coming year we will get how many certain number of people
但基本上是说说而已
But we know that it just
talk.
It doesn't count.
Yeah. 但是那一年呢，我们就说主啊，我们不愿意再让这个事过去。
But in the past year, we told the Lord that we cannot let this matter go.
我们那时许愿是要得受浸25位。
We declare we want to get 25 people baptized.
我们盼望能够有八位能够成为长存。
We want to have 8 as remaining fruits.
那我们很喜乐，昨天那天算一算，大概是28位。
Then we count last year, we have 28 baptized.
大概有超过十有十位是长存。
About 10 are remaining.
那我跟弟兄姊妹见证就是，如果没有同伴啊，坚持不下去。
I testify that without spiritual companions, we can't sustain that.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要看见主叫我们结果子的一个定律，就是借着彼此相爱。
So brothers and sisters, a law that the Lord given to us is to love one another so that we can bear fruit.
借着和同伴之间。配搭祷告在一起。
By the praying and coordinating with your companions.
我们为了主的扩增是有负担。
We have the burden of his enlargement.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你读马太福音第十八章的这一段话
，So when we read Matthew chapter 18,
他那里说，在地上若有两三个人在所求的事上和谐一致
，So whenever there are two and three scattered together in harmony,
无论求什么，必从我在诸天之上的父那里啊得着成全。
No matter what we ask to the Lord, the Father will have it done.
但是你知道弟兄姊妹前面在讲什么吗
？You know what it says in the previous verses?
前面在讲有一个弟兄啊，犯罪，甚至被当作罪人和税吏了。
In the previous verse, Matthew in the book of Matthew it talks about there was a brother who committed sin.
换句话说，有一位圣徒软弱到了极点。
There's a saint who are weak to the uttermost.
但是主在那里吩咐我们起来为这样的弟兄和谐一致的祷告。
But the Lord charged us to pray for this weak saint in harmony.
在这个经节之前，他就说：你们在天上，你们在地上捆绑的，是在诸天之上已经捆绑。
In the previous verse, in verse 18, says, "Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." Shall have been bound in heaven.
你们在地上所释放，是我在诸天之上已经释放的。
And whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
换句话说，天上已经做了许多的工作了。
In other words, it means that the heavens, many things have been done in the heavens.
但是今天这个工作要被执行到地上，它需要有人把地天上的权柄能够带到这个地上。
But now for this work to be administered or carried out on earth.He need man.
那个关键呢，是借着两个人在所求的事上和谐一致。
That needs men in twos and three to pray in harmony.
这还是关系到主的建造和扩增。
This is the key for his enlargement.
弟兄姊妹，后面他就说，所以在地上若有两个人啊，被聚集到我的名里。
So later it says, for where there are two or three gathered into my name.
那里就有我在他们中。
There am I in their midst.
弟兄姊妹，如果你读这个上下文啊，这个聚集啊，其实主要是为了祷告。
So when you read these verses all together, you will see that it's concerning a matter of prayer.
今天我们好多的聚集在一起，但是不祷告。
Many times we gather together, but we don't pray.
但是圣经讲到祷告，被聚集到主的名里的祷告，取用神权柄的祷告，其实，这一切是借着我们能够两三个人被聚集在一起。
But here in the Bible, it says that we gather together to pray together so that he can administer.
哦，所以弟兄姊妹，我想这篇我们最后读几个点，其实这个负担都在里面。
So at last, let's read some points in the outline so you will know the burden of this outline.
这个第四点，刚刚弟兄你讲的第三点，我们读几个点，
so,
再印证一下刚刚我所交通的负担。
So let's read Roman number 4 to confirm my burden.
第四大点来。
Roman number 4.
活力牌只能借着一个拼上一切并绝对为着主恢复扩增的圣徒而产生一个拼上一切的圣徒 自然会凭着主的引领接触人，得着一个或两个同伴而形成活力盘。弟兄姊妹，愿我们看到主渴望扩增的负担。
Brothers, sisters, may we see the burden of the Lord to have His multiplication.
看见我们是主葡萄树上的枝子。
To see that we are the branches of this vine.
我们的定命就是为了结果子。
Our destiny is to bear fruit.
我们需要为了主的扩增来祷告。
For His multiplication, we need to pray.
我们甚至愿意祷告说：“主啊，使我能够拼上去。”
We need to pray that even I would give all for this.
Amen. 好，第五大点，来，我们一同读。我们必须与同作信徒的人和谐一致，并在祷告中与身体同心合意，结果就带进召会的建立。好，第一终点，来。
So 8.8. Have a prayer. Not only help us to pray better,
也维持我们祷告的生活。Amen. 第二终点。
Point B.
我们这一边与撒旦征战，就必须坚定持续的祷告。这种坚定持续是必须的，因为整个世界的去向都是远离神的，祷告就是反对潮流趋势等。好，第三，活力牌需要借着够多的祷告和劳苦得着适当的扩增。好，末了最后一点，我们
last point six，
我们请这个请中文的请英文的弟兄姊妹读一下好不好。
First, we declare in English for woman number six.
Amen.
We all need to make a vow to Him concerning our prayer life. Lord, I mean business with you about this matter of prayer. I call heaven and earth to witness that from this time forth, I will have a life of prayer. I will not be a prayerless person. Rather, I will be a praying person.Lord, I am desperate about this.
Amen.
I offer myself to you so that I may have a prayer life.
Amen.
Lord, keep me in the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
If I forget this or neglect this, I know that you will not forget it. Remind me again and again about prayer.
Amen. 能不能请法语的弟兄姊妹也读一下，好不好？
We will declare in French.
Amen.
Roman numeral 6. Amen. 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 Amen.Amen.
好，我们请中文的弟兄姊妹宣告一下。中文的弟兄姊妹，来，第六大点，我们都必须为着我们的祷告生活并许愿。主，在祷告的事上，我向你是认真的，我呼天唤地做见证。从现在开始，我要有祷告的生活，我不要做一个不祷告的人，我要做一个祷告的人。主啊，我在这世上很迫切，我把自己献给你，好叫我有祷告的生活。主，保守我在祷告的灵里，如果我忘了忽略了，我知道你不会忘记，求你一再提醒我。要感谢主，盼望我们今天下午的聚会
maybe in the afternoon section、
我们能够来，弟兄姊妹还是能够一同的来在一起。
We can all gather here.
我们盼望能够把这件事带到实际实行的这个步骤。We hope
that this matter of prayer will bring into practices.
所以要来这一年，求主在召会中兴起许许多多祷告的小组。
May the Lord in the coming year will raise up many praying groups.
不光是为着我们的需要祷告
，not just for our needs to pray，
更是为着主在地上的扩增而祷告。
But we will pray for His enlargement on earth.
Amen.